The center point of the museum's new renovation is a bright and airy atrium with giant glass windows. It bridges the new modern wing with the older fortress-like brick wing, which was built in the 1930s. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, or VMFA, is the only East Coast American stop of this exhibit of 176 works of art.
What is extraordinary about this exhibition is that it really reveals the whole scope of Picasso's genius.
Robin Nicholson is the museum's associate director for art and education.
It reflects every aspect of the extraordinary versatility he had as an artist.
The Picasso exhibit is hanging in new galleries, part of the expansion that cost $200 million to build. The state kicked in $50 million nearly 10 years ago before the current budget crisis. So, does Alex Narges, the museum director, think the VMFA is moving into the top national tier?
Well, I think we're there. I don't think we have to break into the top 10. Our collection has always been there. Our visibility has not.
Blake Gopnik, the former senior art critic at the Washington Post, now with the news and opinion website The Daily Beast, offers an insider's perspective on just how the VMFA is doing. He agrees that the VMFA has a better collection than reputation, but he's not thrilled about museums using flashy new renovations to get people in the door.
Well, there are lots and lots of things you can do to draw attention to the museum. You could have topless women parading through with cocktails every Friday. The question is what you're doing to draw attention to yourself central to your mandate as a museum? And that's the problem. I don't see that expansions always or even often are.
While he says there will be some excellent art on display, he thinks museums should curate shows with some kind of organizing principle, a story or argument. And he says the only principle that holds this exhibit together is that all the art comes from the same museum.
Many of us in the museum and art world call those kind of exhibitions reno shows. And the only reason those shows exist is because a museum is getting renovated. And instead of putting their works into storage, you send them out on a trip around the world.
Robin Nicholson, who managed the VMFA's side of the curating, says this exhibit does have an organizing principle. It tells a comprehensive story about how Picasso changed as an artist throughout his life.
No other collection allows you to see this eight-decade metamorphosis. Every work that he does, he's struggling to find some new way of seeing the world.
And, Nicholson points out, lots of people have a healthy skepticism of contemporary art, but Picasso's fame can get them in the door.
And they may leave saying, I still don't like Picasso, but I think my hope is that they will leave saying, I still don't like Picasso, but I understand why he was so important.
So far, the Picasso show is getting strong reviews from visitors.
Oh, that was fantastic. It's just unbelievable Richmond can get such a full show. And the museum, of course, is fantastic that they've redone it.
And while some visitors do say they don't particularly care for Picasso or modern art, they do have a new appreciation.
What I thought was neat was he is capable of doing realistic artwork, which I like, the detail, and someone can actually draw what a person looks like. But yet, when they explain the cubism, what he was trying to do was a three-dimensional quality.
Robin Nicholson at VMFA says this kind of engagement of a skeptical public is exactly what a state-run museum should be doing. And if they can raise their national profile at the same time, the VMFA will count the Picasso exhibit as a success. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jesse Dukes.